Now, a yellow cake then is enriched uranium. The U-235 as it stands in nature is at 0.7%. If we tried to use 0.7%, then it's not going to be fissionable. You can't carry out that sustainable chain reaction. So for a nuclear fuel rod, we enrich that in terms of uranium oxide up to 3.5%, and then we can sustain a chain reaction. To do that, you turn the uranium and the mineral into uranium oxide first, and then you turn the uranium oxide into a volatile form, which is uranium hexafluoride. Now this guy is a gas. You can then take this very heavy gas and you can centrifuge it. And by looking at that, you've then got a difference between the major isotope of uranium, which is U-238, and this minor isotope, which is U-235. And just as all things that are put into a centrifuge, they simply spin in different positions out there. So that's how these things are separated. So there's always a lot of hoo-ha when nations which are developing nuclear weapons all of a sudden obtain a lot of high-end centrifuges, like North Korea, for instance. When they find there's like a boatload of centrifuges going across to North Korea, they get very suspicious about what's going on. Now, after the fuel rods have been used up, by used up we're saying that the amount of U-235 inside the fuel rod has dropped from its original 3.5% down to something which won't sustain a fission process, then you don't throw the lot away, you reprocess it. Now the issues in the reprocessing are that the U-235 has brought about the transformation of the bulk uranium in that fuel rod, which is U-238, into plutonium-239. Now our plutonium then is an artificial radioisotope, we're not finding it in nature. It's formed by a fast neutron hitting a U-238, turning it into U-239. U-239 then undergoes beta decay. What was beta decay? Tron. Good. High-speed electron is released. And when we look at that, that would mean that we take a naught minus one, okay, process and form a, in this case, by subsequent step, a plutonium 94, and we release a beta particle again. So remember, you've got to sum over all of these things to get it to balance in terms of balancing the atomic mass and the mass number. Now, the characteristics of our plutonium then, it's a radioactive chemical with a very long half-life, 24,000 years, so that means that after 24,000 years, one mole has dropped to a half mole. And in terms of its toxicity, like mercury or lead, this is in the extremely toxic situation. So highly toxic, highly radioactive, and as a result, it's a real pain in the neck to